Very interesting passage as we consider, except the Lord builds the house. And today we'll talk for a few minutes on the leadership in the home. And we can always talk about leadership in the home. Whether we have children at home or not, there is still supposed to be spiritual leadership in the home. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Lest the Lord guard the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. We stop and we think about the man in the home, the husband, the father, who has the responsibility of guiding the home. He's the head of the house. He's the one that ought to be making sure that he has his relationship with the father intact. It's a very awesome responsibility, yet it's a very heavy responsibility that men have, that God has placed upon the man. It was the man that was created, and when God created the man, brought forth the woman. And the man was the one that was supposed to be leading the home in that particular case in the garden. We, as men, have the responsibility of being the spiritual leaders in the home. And when we think about spiritual leaders, John 6:63, there Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." Galatians 5:16, "Walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And so the man has the responsibility of being the spiritual apex in the home. Doesn't mean that he knows all things. Doesn't mean that he knows even more than his wife. But it does mean that he takes the lead in the home, being the spiritual leader. Friends, we need more men that are going to be leading the home in the church. Not necessarily here. I believe that we're doing a good job and there's always room for improvement. However, perhaps you don't have a man in the home. Jesus Christ is your head. You have a great spiritual leader. And that spiritual leader will never let you down. He will always lead you in the paths of righteousness. However, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, a very familiar passage of scripture for us, as we think about the husband and his responsibility of loving his wife, verse number 23 to verse number 25 and following. So verse number 25, "Husband, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." We stop and we consider that and the responsibility we have as sacrificial men of God who are willing to die for their spouses. Physically, of course, we understand that that can be the case according to Luke chapter 11 and verse 21. However, the man of God, the spiritual man, the spiritual leader in the home ought to be willing to die to self. It's not about him. It's about making sure that his spouse is taken care of, his children are taken care of. Why? Because he wants what is best for her, best for them. We have too many men that are very selfish today in our world. Willing to leave their spouses for other women. That's sad. Willing to go out and do things that they shouldn't do with other women. That's sad. Why? Because they're the spiritual leader in the home. Need more men that are willing to do that. What about our responsibility in the church? We have the responsibility of being that spiritual leader, of making sure that the family understands that God is first. That we're going to go to worship. We're going to go to Bible class. We're going to be people who are going to be having Bible studies at home, talking about spiritual things. Why? Because we're the spiritual leader. And so perhaps we don't have children. Well, you're setting your home up for children later. Why? You want that man to be the spiritual leader before children enter into the equation. Why is that? Because you want that child to have the best chance of seeing God in that man. Matthew 5 and verse number 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The first image, watch this, the first image of God that children see is the Father, is the Father. So important that we be spiritual leaders, except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Look at that Luke 11 verse 21. As a man of God, we want to make sure that we're doing our part to teach our children to give their all. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse number 10. Whatever you find your hand to do, do with all of your might. But in Luke chapter 11 and verse 21, notice what the Bible here communicates. Because the man of God, the spiritual man of God, must be strong in the home. He must be willing to protect the home. I'm not talking about from outside invaders as relates to having your gun ready, even though that's necessary, then it's necessary. But sometimes you have intruders that come in through the radio, through the television, through the internet, and that man needs to be on guard. In Luke chapter 11 and verse number 21, I love this passage. It says, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. Well, we're going to supply that idea of goods to his family, making sure that he's armed and ready. What should men of God, especially here at Ninth and Main, be armed with? The word of God. We ought to be armed with wisdom. Proverbs 4, verse number 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. And so we want to arm ourselves to make sure that our children, our families are protected. We need more men that are willing to protect their families in the Lord's church all the way around and not allow their children to just be exposed to any and everything. We told our children growing up, you have to watch what you put into your mind young, because when you get older, you got to do something with that. Be careful what you put in your mind. The father has the responsibility of making sure that that takes place. Reminds me of one last passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 11. The man of God, the spiritual leader in the home, has the responsibility, watch this, of being a balanced individual. I know rearing children sometimes can be very hard, dealing with different temperaments, different mentalities. In verse number 11, we see something interesting that the man has the responsibility of doing. We know this because Paul uses this as an example of how he used it as an apostle. But this is what a father ought to be doing. He says in verse number 11, as you know, how we exhorted, meaning that we encouraged and comforted and charged every one of you. Watch this. As a father does his own children. Notice the balance in that text. Friends, we have to be balanced as men of God, except the Lord builds the house. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We need more men that are willing to do that. Young men, if you're thinking about having children, thinking about having a family, you're not married yet, you need to be properly preparing yourself. Don't be selfish in the home. Don't have the attitude that it's all about you in the home. It's not. As a matter of fact, Christ ought to get his way in the home. Christ gets his way in the home. Every single time, Christ gets his way in the home, not me. And when Christ gets his way, everybody ought to be well taken care of. But selfish individuals shouldn't have children. Maybe that's what's wrong with our world today. We have too many selfish individuals having children. Unfortunately, I was talking to a man today, and he is a man. And he was more concerned about just having children rather than getting married. Well, he's more committed about children than getting married. I said, well, God is about you having a commitment to the woman before you have children. You have to learn that. We need more men that are willing to be spiritual leaders and know how to treat their spouses. And then when you do that, oh, your prayers are heard by God. A man that won't treat his wife right, God hears nothing he has to say. And brethren, we ought to be spiritual leaders, building up the home, and God is going to be pleased. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to consider. God has been blessing the Ninth and Main Church of Christ immensely. Forget money. Forget that. He has been blessing us, listen, with Bible studies left and right. Amazing. Left and right. People, lost souls have been coming to this building and they've been studied with. If you know anybody that needs to be studied with, you let us know. We're ready. We have young men and young women who have been properly preparing themselves to study. If you're not a child of God, we want to study with you. We want you to be a child of God, and we don't want you to wait. And we're going to systematically take you through the scriptures so you can be that man or that woman of God that God wants you to be. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll He'll save you from your sins and add you to his son's church, and you'll be on your way to heaven. Maybe a child of God, maybe you're a man here tonight, and you haven't been the man that you needed to be in your home, and your children see it. Just get it right. That's all you have to do. Humble yourself and just get it right. Maybe you're a wife in the congregation and your husband hasn't been treating you properly. That happens. We need to pray for your husband. Why? Because you want your home to be in harmony with God. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.